Almost half the hate crimes reported to the police are being wrongly downgraded from a criminal offence to either incidents in which no crime was committed or to lower level crimes. The police have published their annual data quality report, which highlights the problems with how the offences are being dealt with. Ben Strang reports.
Hate crimes include racially motivated abuse, violence, threats or intimidation. And the latest figures from police show the majority of staff don't know how to code them. According to the report published this week, 43% of the complaints have been downgraded from what should be classed as a criminal offence. Often they're called an incident and not a crime, while a small number are also reduced to a lesser offence. The upshot is that only 4 out of 10 complaints are being dealt with properly. Anjum Rahman from the Islamic Women's Council says the figures are alarming.
What this shows is that there is a lot of training needed, particularly of frontline staff in some areas. So there appear to be some areas who are well trained and able to assess a lot better than other types of staff who would be getting the complaints firsthand.
Further training is coming. The police only recently started recognising hate crimes, the move coming after the Christchurch terror attack in March last year.
There have been requests for quite a number of years for police to do this. It was, of course, disappointing that they waited until after a tragedy to put that effort and resourcing in, but absolutely they are moving in the right direction and we're very happy that they are doing so.
The police are now starting to log hate crimes in both the National Intelligence Application, or NIA, database, which covers nearly half the population, and in the police's dispatch system database. In a statement, they admit they have a long way to go.
Police have been consistently improving how hate or prejudice is captured as a contributing factor to crime or incidents in our recording systems. However, as identified by the annual report on police data quality, we have work to do to ensure the data reflects an accurate picture of hate crime-related offences.
The police say they're training staff on how to flag hate crimes and things will improve. The report also found almost half of hate crime reports weren't put into the National Intelligence Database, which keeps a permanent record, and more than half weren't being linked across different databases. They say that's been fixed, meaning the offences can be matched with individuals over multiple indexes. They're also working with other agencies and community groups to improve their reporting systems and processes. For Morning Report, Ben Strang.